Welcome to the Faithful Chicks podcast for young women 16 years and older. I'm your host, Kelly Kirstein. We will talk about topics like friendship, relationships, sexuality, beauty, and more, all grounded in a Christian perspective. I've ministered to young women for over 14 years, which means I can offer a fresh alternative to everyday topics to help you make decisions that will level up your life. Want to know more about Chicks? Visit chicksministry.org or download the Chicks Ministry app. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome back. Today's topic is falling in love. How do you know if he's the one? Falling in love is consuming, energizing, and complicated. Those rush of emotions can leave you wondering what the future holds, whether he will be your boyfriend or even your forever man. Whatever the long-term looks like in your world, you probably dream about it. How do you know if it's safe to open your heart to your guy? Or in other words, how do you know if you can invest yourself in him? If no one has told you, protecting your heart is so important. Look for a young man who is trying to follow Jesus and values you, because opening your heart, your mind, your affections to the wrong person can absolutely break you mentally and emotionally. How do you know if he should be your boyfriend? First of all, is he willing to commit to you? Have you been talking to him for a while and he's not taking it to the next level? Don't waste your time. You should never have to beg someone to be with you. The right guy is going to pursue you. He's going to want the chance to be in a relationship with you. He's going to put in effort to make you feel special, to draw you into connection with him, especially when he has the right mindset. Is he pursuing you? Or is he pursuing sex? Because sex is not commitment. Sex is using you for thrill seeking, like an object. It's a worldly mentality that can seem exciting. That's also very damaging to you. Look for the guy that is willing to commit to you and to take you out on dates, do fun things for you. He thinks about you. He introduces you to his friends. He really cares about you and wanting to spend time with you. The next thing, does he make you feel secure, peaceful, comfortable, and you love being around him? If you're trying to figure out if this is God's leading in a relationship, those should be signs that this could be something that God is leading you into, because it fits with the nature and character of God. It's a healthy relationship. And it's not leaving you upset all the time in an emotional spin. You know, it's in a healthy place that you just love doing things together. And you just know in your heart that this feels right. Another indicator that he would be a good boyfriend, he's your best friend. You can have open and honest conversation. You have fun together. You can talk. I know this takes time, but it doesn't happen overnight. Is it easy for you to talk to him? Do you feel like you can share yourself? Are you guarded? Are you only sharing parts of yourself because you want him to see you a certain way and you don't trust him to share the nerdy, the weird, the broken parts of you? Those things will show you that if you can't trust him with who you are as a person and you have to put on a facade or you have to act only a certain way around him, I'm questioning whether this is going to be a healthy relationship for you, because how are you going to keep that up in the long? In relationships, you both need to have empathy and grace for each other and care about the other person's feelings. Pay attention to if you get upset, does he care? Or does he just blow it off and you end up having to let go of your feelings or set them aside in order to stay in the relationship and to move forward with them? When one of you messes up, can you talk through it, forgive each other, and come out on the other side better and stronger? Or is it one of those situations where you share your feelings and then he minimizes it, dismisses it, or talks you out of the way that you're feeling? That's not going to be a good headspace for you to be in. It's actually a harmful relationship. You just don't want to start that pattern. Looking for a young man who can have deep conversations with you where you can disagree in a healthy manner without having huge blow-ups, emotional meltdowns, you know, the big fights. Because let me tell you the truth, dating is the easy part. As a Christian, we're pretty intentional about our dating and dating people who you think, well, this could be a possibility of marriage someday. Now, if you're only 16, you don't have to go too deep into that. But I wouldn't waste my time dating a guy that doesn't have any of the things that you would look for in a husband, that would never live the lifestyle that you want. Because what can happen is you can start down that path and you get so invested in him that you end up years down the road and then you feel pressure to stay in the relationship because you've invested so much of yourself. You'll come to love him and feel like you can't let him go. My suggestion would be that if this person that you're talking to doesn't seem to have the empathy and grace for your feelings, it's time to cut off the relationship and look for the person who is able to treat you in a healthy way. That way you're not wasting time. You're not getting into relationship patterns that aren't healthy. Some of you will think, well, I'm young. This is what we do. The problem with that mentality is you're building patterns of how you do relationship, and you can start to get dysfunction. You can start to get used to the unhealthy patterns, and then you're not able to recognize the good guy or the guy that you should connect with because you've gotten used to high drama, heightened emotions, and the spin. The guy that God intends for you that makes you peaceful, secure, and all of those things down the road, you're probably going to think he's boring because you don't know how to do a healthy relationship, because in your younger years, you have built a pattern of high drama. Now, if you're older and this is your pattern that you've created, here's the truth and here's the good thing. God can restore your heart, your mind, and he can bring peace in those areas. He can rebuild here. But for those of you who haven't gone too far into dating, or maybe you haven't started dating at all, why start unhealthy patterns? Why not just start from the beginning looking for the things that will lead to healthy relationship? A quality relationship comes from showing respect to each other. They're formed through treating each other kindly, maintaining good boundaries, and respecting each other with the opposite sex is key. Watch yourself. Be careful that you are not still flirting on the side and opening up conversations that you wouldn't want this guy to see. And the same goes for him. If you are both able to have good boundaries with the opposite sex, and you're able to focus on each other, to respect each other, and this is a person that you could move into the boyfriend relationship. Then down the road, if it continues, if you are able to respect each other and to have good boundaries, this could be somebody as you get older that you consider being your husband. Girls, do not invest your time in the cheater. If he has cheated on you, whether it's actually physically, emotionally, he's carried on relationships with girls in other towns, or he's kept that connection with other girls and you find out about it, don't go there. There are other young men in the world that are respectful, that they will care for you, and you deserve better. You deserve to be treated in a way where you are the most important woman to him, young woman to him. And if he is out pursuing other girls, it's not worth it, because he's going to break you eventually. Break it off the first time would be what I would suggest. Because what happens with most guys is they get away with it once, then their past behavior determines what they're going to do in the future. And a lot of times they're going to do it to you again. Number one, just because they have unhealthy thought patterns and they don't have good boundaries with other girls. And so it may not need to be intentionally where he's doing it and he apologizes and he cries and he doesn't know why he did it. Can you really take that risk with your heart that he's going to keep stomping on it? over and over. My suggestion would be to take a break if he cheats or if he disrespects you with another girl. He needs to go work on himself for a while. If you're willing to wait, I guess you can do that. It'll strengthen your relationship with God, where you can, you know, build understanding of who you are in Christ, and you can build understanding of what you want. Take that space so that it doesn't keep happening over and over again, because the longer you stay in a relationship like that, it's going to affect your self-esteem and the way that you see yourself. It actually lowers the bar on the type of relationship you're willing to be in. So just hold those standards high, not out of being prideful or being a jerk, honestly. It's just because you know what God has created you for, and you know that he values you and wants you in a quality relationship. You need to look for the young man that can do that with you. You need to make each other better. Look for a guy that's willing to hold you accountable, and you can hold him accountable. You bring the best out. You go to church together. You do Christian activities together. If he brings out the worst in you, like you are constantly angry, you're upset and you're fighting, or there's just things that he brings out in you that you didn't even know were in there, again, another red flag. If you make each other better, you hold each other in a place where you make each other stronger, that's a good relationship to be in. He also should love you for who you are, and you should love him for who he is. You need to be able to trust each other with the little quirks, secrets, and feelings. If you can't be open and honest with each other, it's never going to work. You need to be able to be fully yourself and continue to grow together and get better together. Another thing that a lot of young women do not like to hear: do your family and friends think he's a good fit for you? Those are the people that love you the most. They're the closest to you. They know you better than anyone. They care about that you're in a healthy relationship. If they approve, that could be a confirmation that you're on the right track. Listen to their concerns. Try to understand where they're coming from if they don't think that he's good for you. If they really don't like him, dive into that and try to understand. There can be times where there's miscommunication or they just haven't given him a chance. I do understand that. A lot of times, though, in your younger years, your family and friends see things that you don't, because love is so powerful. You can get consumed and you just are kind of glossing over things that you normally would be like, I'm not putting up with this, because you get so wrapped up in the relationship. So listen to those family members and friends that love you. Listen to those things that they're expressing to you. You get to make your own decision, but their feedback can be very helpful. Here's something I want to talk about. Is a soulmate a thing? Like, have you ever heard in the movie Jerry Maguire? Okay, I know I'm dating myself. I think that movie came out like late 90s, early 2000s. But in that movie, Jerry Maguire says to his significant other, "You complete me." There's times where we hear in TV shows or in movies about finding that soulmate. The truth is that the concept of a soulmate comes from Greek mythology, which was a religion of the Greeks that would not be something as Christians we should follow. The famous philosopher Plato said, "Love is born into every human being. It calls back the halves of our original nature together. It tries to make one out of two and heal the wound of human nature. Each of us then is a imagined half of a human whole. And each of us is always seeking the half that matches him." Okay, that sounds so romantic. And I'm all in. I love romance novels. I love a good love story. In fact, the teens that I work with sometimes think I get a little too wrapped up in their relationships, because I love love. So if you're like me and you love a good love story, then I get why you think that the concept of soulmates seems so beautiful. It's really not helpful, though. It justifies for people why they are on this quest having sex with all these multiple partners, and they just go there and open up their heart and mind to all these different people looking for that person that completes them, moving from relationship to relationship, trying to find the perfect fit. Those romantic ideas sound great until they completely break you. They're just wrong, honestly. God created us to be whole. He created us with purposes and plans as a whole person. And in the act of biblical marriage, we see two individuals come together through the act of marriage and covenant. And it says that two whole people become one flesh, which in those verses that talk about becoming one flesh, yes, it's talking about sex in the concept of marriage. Yes, it does talk about sex in the Bible. It's just very tactful the way that the Bible talks about it. The two becoming one means that they no longer have separate interests, that they act together to make decisions, that there's a unity. But keep in mind, that is intended for the covenant of marriage. That's not something that you want to do with person after person. Like you're a half and you're trying to find the other half of the whole. Anybody ever have those best friend necklaces where it was one heart? And I had one when I was a kid, and then it looked like it was broken down the middle. And so you each with your best friend had a half of the heart, and then it was completed. That's the idea of a soulmate. But when you take your half of a heart and you keep joining it with all these different guys, no wonder people are depressed, anxious. You are connecting your hearts. You're trying out being a whole with this other person. They're like, oh no. And you rip it apart over and over again. That breaks you. That is not the way that God designed relationships and being bonded together. You come into the relationship whole through your relationship with Christ with a strong identity. And as you connect with the person, you're realizing that you're each individuals, you're dating, you're trying to use those good qualities of respect and honor, feeling secure, you're committed to each other, and you pursue relationship with the mindset this person could be your husband, but don't give them a husband privileges before you've made that covenant. Because what happens is when you accelerate love relationships before the right time, it's like a bomb goes off. Lately on Netflix, somehow I got hooked into Love is Blind. These people are engaged after like only a few days and they move in together, and it's this super accelerated process. If you've seen the show, you know what a mess most of the couples are. Some of them may make it out and they get married. They can build a relationship, but this giving husband privileges way before the time leaves people feeling confused. It doesn't work. It's not good for you. You're going to end up broken. So here's the thing that I want to just bring this all together to help you to understand why your relationship with Jesus is so important in your younger years, dating and trying to decide who your boyfriend will be, all the way up into when you pick your husband and then making your marriage last. Lasting love comes through connection with Christ. Healthy relationships can be such a beautiful part of the journey if you're both connected to Christ. The safest place for you to be is in the center of God's will when it comes to love. Without Him, oh my goodness, are you going to experience super high of emotions, a crash and burn and brokenness, breakups and mess and depression and all of these things? Because both of you are going to be selfish in that relationship without Christ, without the mind of Christ. If you want the healthiest relationship possible, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Invite Him into your dating now. Let Him help you set up healthy boundaries that allow you to experience the excitement of a relationship without the drama and dysfunction that typically comes because of allowing things to go to places you were never intended to go. Invite God into every part of your relationship. Allow him to be in there, to have a voice, to help you to recognize his good plans. Oh, relationships are so beautiful when Christ is at the center. I watch young people and do it this way, and I wish I would have known. I'm not here telling you that I did everything right when I was younger. For those of you who are already down the path with someone, there's always redemption. There's always his ability to work all things together for good. But for those of you on the beginning of the journey, I'm trying to teach you how to do this right before you make a mess and have to do the work to have God clean it up. Go through and pray, spend time with Holy Spirit wherever you are in your relationship. Surrender it to him. Let him sanctify you. Let him purify you. Let him work on your heart and your mind. Let him renew you and pursue that beautiful love relationship that God had planned for you. Go after everything he has. You will not regret it. Because remember, lasting love comes through connection with Christ. If you take away nothing else today but that, you will have gained such an important insight.
Thank you for joining us today. Are you interested in learning more about faith in Jesus? Check out our latest simple Bible study, Things Teens Should Know. We will cover topics like how to get to know Jesus, learning to love people well, and what the Bible teaches about sex and marriage. You can find your copy on Amazon by searching Kelly Kirstein, or go to the Chicks Ministry app to see a preview and what's available for free.